White Zone at the airport.
Welcome home! Oh, oh, it's so good to be home.
Well, Jennifer, you look exhausted. Why don't we go upstairs and take a nap?
Larry, I'm not sleepy.
Jennifer, you know, every time you come back from a long trip, we take a nap.
Oh, a nap. Well, I'm a little hungry. Why don't we have lunch first?
You're in luck. I have plenty of cold yak loaf.
No, Jennifer, it's been 2 weeks since I've had a nap. I mean, if I were any sleepier, I'd explode.
Well, all right. Should have eaten on the plane.
Oh, great. She prefers airline food over my yak loaf.
I love your yak loaf.
Well, if nobody cares about my yak loaf, I'm just going to put it away.
Balky. Balky. Hello.
Oh. I'm sorry. My mind was somewhere else. My little gravy boat. Come, sit down. Sit down. I want to hear all about your trip. How was San Francisco, Honolulu, Tahiti, Sydney, Auckland, Sydney, Tahiti, Honolulu, and San Francisco?
Fine. I brought you a present from Tahiti.
This is the biggest gummy bear I have ever seen.
Balky.
Okay.
It's not a gummy bear. It's a Polynesian marriage god. The legend says if you give it to someone, you'll be married to them by the next full moon.
This is going to come in handy in case I ever meet anyone I want to marry.
I'm worried about Marianne. All she talked about on this trip was Balky. She really wants to marry him, but he just doesn't get it.
But isn't it something that we could talk about later?
Later is good. Well, later is no good.
All right. Look, you're right. But this is not a new problem. I mean, Marianne has wanted Balky to marry her for a long time.
It's much worse now. It's gotten to the point where every time she sees a woman with a wedding ring on, she breaks down.
Well, don't worry. I mean, they'll work it out.
Yeah, they'll work it out. Oh, there's no way they can work it out. Larry, this is really upsetting to me, and you know I can't nap when I'm upset.
All right. I tell you what I'm going to do. All right, I'm going to go downstairs and talk to Balky and tell him that Marianne wants him to propose. Then I'm going to come back and we'll take a nap. Maybe two.
Larry, you can't do that.
Oh, sure I can. It's been 2 weeks.
What I mean is a woman wants a man to propose because he's in love, not because someone told him to. I want you to go talk to Balky. Get him to realize how much he loves Marianne, how much she loves him, and how perfect they are for each other. But don't use any of those words.
There is a certain woman who is interested in you in a romantic way. Apparently, you have not realized it. Realize it. Take care of it. See you later.
Who could that possibly be?
Who could that possibly be? Who could that possibly be? Balky, open your eyes. No. No. I mean, it is obvious.
Who is it?
I can't tell you her name.
Oh, this is a game. Is she living or dead?
Balky, this is a woman who is always making excuses to be with you. Now, if you're in another room, she finds some lame reason to go in there. She's always asking for your help. She's blonde. She lives in this house.
Give me a hint.
She is in love with you. Please, take care of it, because it is starting to affect my marriage.
I had no idea. I'm so sorry.
Don't worry about it. Just talk to her.
What will I say?
Just tell her how you feel about her.
Okay.
Everything will be fine.
I sure hope so. Dimitri, did you hear that? Jennifer is in love with me.
Oh, Jennifer! Good news. I talked to Balky. Everything is fine.
Oh, great.
Where you go?
You were subtle, weren't you?
He never knew what hit him. Why are you going downstairs?
I had to go fold the laundry.
Well, yeah, but you told me to hurry. And I did, I hurried. And should we hurry upstairs?
Well, I can't. I'm still a little tense. I need to be relaxed to take a nap, and folding laundry helps me do that.
Okay, okay. It's a little weird, but it worked on our honeymoon. Fold. Fold away.
Hi. Hi, Jennifer. How are you? What are you doing down here in the kitchen, alone with me?
I'm just gonna fold the laundry.
Whatever you do, don't leave me alone with her.
Balky?
Yeah?
Can you give me a hand with this?
Look, Jennifer. I don't think this is a good idea for either one of us.
I need you. So, did Larry talk with you?
Yeah. Yeah. He did.
And do you understand everything?
Yeah, I think I do.
I would have said something to you earlier, but I just didn't feel comfortable talking to you about it.
Well, I can understand that.
It just seemed better to have Larry tell you.
Yeah, that takes the pressure off of you, but how you think Cousin Larry feels about this?
Oh, he's all for it.
He's all for it?
Here, grab the ends. Yeah, well, Larry's always said that if two people are in love, then nothing should stand in their way. Come to me. Now that you know everything, don't you think you should make your move?
Jennifer, please, look. Now listen to me. I know that you have your heart set on things being different.
I do with all my heart.
Oh, God. But in this turbulent sea of emotions, you and I can only be two ships that go bump in the night, okay? You are anchored at Appleton Harbor, and I am what I am, okay? And that's all that I am. I'm Balky, the Sailor Man. Toot, toot.
What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, I knew it. This is killing you. Jennifer, look, we have got to stop this before innocent people get hurt. What are you? What do you think? You're the first married woman to ever go goo-goo over me? Stop it. Just stop it. Don't kid yourself, baby.
Belky.
Look. I don't often speak about this because it's one of the reasons I had to leave Meepos. But Stavros is on the other side of the island. And you innocently offer to milk his wife's goat and all of a sudden she gets all hot and buttered.
Belky.
No, Katarina, it's wrong.
Belky, we need to clear up a big misunderstanding.
That's right.
Okay?
Now you go back. Belky, back up against the stove. There's only one thing that you have to understand.
Belky,
and that is that even though you have feelings for me, your place is with your man.
Belky, please.
Don't
please,
beg. Just... It's just not gonna happen, baby. You go back to Cousin Larry, you forget me and the power I have over you. And don't you ever speak of this again.
Oh, believe me, I won't. Larry! Larry, you are an idiot.
Oh, good. We're gonna play strict schoolmarm and naughty student again. Teach me.
No, I mean you're really an idiot. You completely botched your conversation with Belky. He thought I wanted to marry him.
Belky thought you wanted to marry him? You remember last summer when Belky and I were out on the lake alone in the rowboat? I should have killed him then.
Larry, you have to go talk to him again.
Jennifer, I would love to see Belky and Marianne get married, but we can't force it. I know how women think. Marianne has waited this long. If she has to, she will wait a lot longer.
I can't wait any longer. Belky's never going to ask me to marry him, so I'm moving out.
Belky, cousin, look, I want you to know I talked to Jennifer. And everything's fine, but I really want you to know that I did nothing to reduce her to a quivering mass of desire.
And I appreciate that. Thank you. But as long as we're here, why don't we talk about another problem? Of
course, in another dirty little problem like the last one, and we could end up on Sally, Jesse, or Raphael.
Listen to me. Listen to me. There is a woman who lives in this house. Not Jennifer. Not Jennifer. Who has something she wants you to know.
Marianne?
I didn't use those words.
Not Marianne?
Yes, Marianne, but you didn't hear it from me. She loves you. She cares about you very much, and you had better talk to her, because in a few days, it will be too late.
Why would it be too late?
Because she will be gone.
Oh, God. Oh, cousin, I got to talk to her before it's too late, and she will be gone.
Yes, you do. And you don't have a moment to lose. And neither do I.
Dimitri, brace yourself. Marianne only has a few days to live.
Is today's newspaper here? I want to read the funnies.
Laughter is the best medicine. Marianne. I want to talk to you.
Oh? About what?
About you and how you feel.
Oh, suddenly you care about how I feel.
Yes, I do. I do. And I'm so sorry. I didn't realize sooner what was going on.
Well, I hinted at it. But maybe I should have just come right out and told you.
Should have, could have, would have. Marianne, let's not conjugate our lives. What's important is that I want you to know that I want to spend every minute of the rest of your life with you. Doing everything that I possibly can to make you as happy as you can be.
Bucky, this is the happiest day of my life.
Well, you certainly do have a good attitude about this.
Now, when the big day comes, do you think we should make a major event out of it, or should we just keep it small and intimate?
Well, that's kind of up to you. After all, it will be your day.
They don't want a lot of people there. It'll be wonderful. My mother will cry her eyes out.
Well, of course she will. I'll cry my eyes out.
Oh, Bucky, you're so sensitive.
Well, who wouldn't be?
I'll wear the same dress my grandmother wore.
And I thought we had some weird customs.
Let's go tell Jennifer and Larry. Jennifer's gonna be so excited.
Well, I suppose so. She does look good in black.
Jennifer, Larry, come down quick. And I want to get a really good band so everyone can dance. Hurry!
What is it?
We have some really big news.
Well, couldn't it have waited just a few minutes?
The big news?
Yes.
Ah! Ah, you crazy kid, you lost! You nut!
Larry, isn't this great? What a party we're going to have.
It sure is. I can't wait. I'm gonna dance all night.
What is it with you people? What are you talking about? Dancing? Partying? Are you crazy? You should be ashamed of yourselves talking like this when Marianne only has a few days to live.
I only have a few days to live? Why didn't anyone tell me?
Marianne, you're not going to die. What did you say to him?
I don't know what I said to him, but I didn't use any of the forbidden words.
If Marianne isn't dying, what are we talking about?
We're talking about our wedding. Didn't you just ask me to marry you?
I thought I just agreed to oversee your burial. But then again, it's been a very confusing afternoon.
Bucky, it's really not confusing at all. I'm moving out of the house.
Marianne, I don't want you to move out. If you want me to marry you, I will.
You'd marry me just to keep me from moving out?
Sure, if it would make you happy.
Bucky, marriage is something that's supposed to make both of us happy. I've been dropping hints for months, but you never got it. And now I realize it's because marriage is something you haven't even thought about. We seem to be headed in two different directions. It's better if I move out and just get on with my life.
We're gonna miss you, Marianne.
What? Well, we'll just let you say goodbye.
I found this in my wallet. It's your season pass to the reptile farm. I'm gonna miss you.
Me too. But we can still be friends.
Yeah, we can.
And we can still go to the reptile farm together.
Yeah, we can. And if we can still be friends, then we can still make shadow animals on the wall together.
But friends can't do that.
No. No. No, they can't.
Goodbye, Balky.
Bye, Marianne.